Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've now started the second hour of this worldwide broadcast as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Southern California to Chicago, Illinois, from Austin, Texas to Pensacola, Florida, from Kansas City, Missouri to Niagara Falls, New York. Thank you so much for joining us, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and, of course, the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The book, Powder Burns, by Sully Castillo III, Cocaine Contras and the Drug War. We'll reintroduce our guest coming up after the next segment. A highly decorated Marine Corps, Army veteran. It's Colonel Craig Roberts, who was the Marine Corps sniper, highly decorated. And then, of course, police officer, police detective, DEA in Latin America, New York, saw the government's control, that is, elements of the government's control of the narcotics trade. And we're getting into this right now, how this works, how when they go bust somebody, and I've talked to people that have run the spray planes. And I've had family that have lived in these areas back during the 70s and 80s. And, they totally concur with what Sully talks about. But today, with the FARC, the so-called communist guerrillas in Colombia, they have GPS on the planes. They'll spray one field, but don't touch this field. And they go in and only hit the people that aren't part of their drug cartel's system. So literally, the war on drugs is the war on the CIA and the banks around it, their business. Sully, is that accurate?
Absolutely. I've always said that.
Can you specifically talk to that?
Absolutely. You know, when they basically what it is that if we were to stop drug trafficking tomorrow, our banking systems would collapse. That's how much the United States government depends on drug money. And it comes from the U.S., comes in from Mexico, from South America, and so forth. And people that do not play ball with the United States on the drug trafficking, and I was giving you an example earlier on Noriega. You know, Noriega had dealt laundered money for the cartels for many years. And when he refused to train the Contras in Panama, then George Bush Sr. took him out. And he's now the only prisoner of war in the United States, and they won't release him. But that's what happens to people that go against our government in third world countries.
Well, they were getting angry at him. He was buying palaces in Switzerland bigger than theirs.
Exactly. You know, there was plenty of money to go around, and they knew that. And they were so scared that he knew where all the skeletons were buried in the United States government. And that's why they picked him up and locked him up and won't release him.
And he doesn't even get a trial. It's just he's gone. He just don't discuss him.
Exactly. You know, and I think they tried to release him a couple of years ago, and Bush Sr. said no, don't release him because I'm scared for my life.
Well, it's the same thing here in the United States. I talk to a lot of police detectives here on air, and they talk about how every time they get up into money laundering or drug dealing, it's just there's certain drug dealers they're told leave them alone.
Exactly. In the Valley, we got more banks than we do Circle K's or 7-Elevens. We got more car dealerships. They started out involving drug trafficking, and now they're monstrous in the dealerships, and the U.S. government will not touch them.
Later, I want to talk about Los Zetas and these other groups, which, again, everything you've said on this broadcast, Sully, has turned out to then be in the mainstream news. Los Zetas, rocket attacks, blowing up cars, killing people in Texas, police. And the media keeps it on the lowdown, though. It's like something you're not supposed to hear about because, really, these guys are the muscle for the boys in the White House, aren't they?
Well, exactly. And they've got a blueprint going right now where the United States government is going to annex Mexico because of the oil supplies down in Chiapas. And a lot of people laugh at me when I say that, but that's what they're doing. They're using the chaos in Laredo, with all the killings and everything. When they come in, they're going to use drug trafficking and corruption to take over the land in Mexico.
You know, I want to go over this slowly when we get back, Sully. I want to explain how this works because when I see big White House controlled foundations funding the La Reconquistas and others, what they don't get is that's just the spin they're going to use. Oh, yeah, Mexico's merging with America. No, that's and then there'll be this hype, when in reality it's U.S. corporations are just going to run Mexico and they're going to merge it.
Exactly, and that's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then the spin's going to be it's a La Reconquista when it's the complete opposite. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Stella Costello is our guest, and now is a good time to actually plug this. Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras, and the Drug War. And it's a powerful book, and if you want to understand the criminals that are running our government, you need to have it. It's $22 or $21.95. It's up on InfoWars.com in the video and bookstore. The truth about the remaining dark secrets of the Iran-Contra scandal, and everything today is just a duplicate of that. They run the same scams over and over again, just like the mafia, because they are the mafia. The United States government's collaboration with drug smugglers. Congressional committees have established a link between American agencies and known drug traffickers. Yeah, that back in the mid-90s, even the Solicitor General of the CIA admitted. I watched the hearings live. In Powder Burns, for the first time, a DEA agent goes public with detailed information about U.S. links to drug trafficking in Central America. Powder Burns is a story of Cel Castillo III, who spent 12 years in the Drug Enforcement Administration. During that time, he built cases against organized drug rings in Manhattan, raided jungle cocaine labs in the Amazon, conducted aerial eradication operations in Guatemala, and assembled and trained anti-narcotics units in several countries. The eerie climax of Agent Costello's career with the DEA took place in El Salvador. One day, he received a cable from a fellow agent. He was told to investigate possible drug smuggling by Nicaraguan Contras operating out of the Ilopango Air Force Base, and then that's when the book really gets going. And he was, and I guess, a good part of the agency sent Sulla Costello in, and then he discovered all this in the next few years. Costello quickly discovered that Contra pilots were indeed smuggling narcotics back to the United States using the same pilots, planes, and hangars that the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Council, under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, used to maintain their covert supply operations to the Contras. And folks, it's a lot more than just that. And this book has been out for quite a few years, and it stands on its own. And everything in it's documented. It's come out in Solicitor General's hearings. It's come out in by many other witnesses and other agents now. It's so scary to see this happening. And if you go to Infowars.com, we have a link over to Sully's website and some new photos and passports of some of the murdered people that were killed by those by these neocon death squads are posted up there on the site. But I want to now move to just Texas to give people a view of what's happening, Sully. If you can go through, you know, we hear the so-called Mexican radio here in Texas praising, it's so funny, the Las Zetas, it's a La Reconquista, the Chicanos are taking over Texas, the Guadalupe Hidalgo treaty is going to be thrown down. But then I went and looked, it's all big neocon money, and I wasn't even aware of the fact that you knew this during the break. You were more aware of it than I was. We're actually funding to stir all this up. Then the CFR comes out and says, we're going to merge Latin America with the U.S., and then they're telling the people in Mexico, oh no, you're taking America over, when in reality, Manhattan and D.C. are taking Mexico over, and they're using Los Zetas military teams trained at Fort Benning and other places to go out and enforce and go out and kill the other drug dealers that aren't paying their cut into the U.S. government-controlled dominant cartels. Now, Sally, you talked about this a year plus ago on this broadcast. Now, pieces of that have come out in the mainstream news, just like pieces of you talking about how they're hiring by the thousands death squad soldiers from Iran-Contra for Iraq. That had been in no newspapers. Now, it's in American newspapers. So can you go through what's really happening in Texas for us?
Well, basically, Texas is going to be the front line of the so-called war on drugs. And basically, the United States has controlled Mexico already for many, many years. And one of the issues, for example, is propaganda. And the way they're doing it is there's a guy like, for example, named Luis de la Garza, who runs a big radio station in Dallas. He used to do the Spanish programs for the Texas Rangers when Bush was president of the Texas Rangers. And basically, he has now brought in all the money from Mexico to go out on the Southwest and buy all the radio stations so they can use that as propaganda for the Latino votes that's coming up for the next election. And that's how they're doing it. They're buying little bits and pieces. They're using a whole bunch of stuff just to bring in from Mexico, like the Zetas. They're being trained in the U.S., not in Mexico. The Zetas are being trained in ranches in South Texas. And to justify my allegations, you got the Caiviles, the Special Forces units in Guatemala that I trained, are now being trained. Training the Zetas up here in South Texas. So we got all those people that used to work for the United States government in those dirt world countries are now, they're bringing in those special forces guys in it to fight with the Zetas.
And so they're going to use a widening drug war in the Southwest as the cover for covert operations.
Exactly. And then they're going to use that as an example or as a spin to try to take over Mexico because, you know, you've got Mexico that's got the minerals and the gas and the oil down in
and now Chiapas. We're hearing Halliburton's going to have to build FEMA centers for the drug war, for the illegals, and for bad American citizens all over Texas. And you said that on the show. You said everything Negroponte did with death camps, all of it, they're going to do it here. And, Sully, it's happening.
Exactly. It's happening, and you can see the way that that the government is reacting. They're reacting to the same spin they did back in the 80s and the 90s, and they're doing it again.
So spell this out for us. We've talked probably on the phone, and we've done interviews a year ago, so I'm not putting words in your mouth. I want you to specifically go over it. If this is correct, tell me so. If not, correct me and then state it for us, just so we get it in your words. They're masters at creating crises. They go higher using former death squad commanders and then people trained by our military, yourself. They take them into Texas and other areas. They train them. They then go out and start killing all the other drug dealers or police or others that won't play ball. They rocket attack the U.S. mission in Nuevo Laredo. The State Department says it's more dangerous down there than the West Bank of Israel. Travel advisories. They let this breed and breed and breed and breed and breed and get worse and worse and worse and worse. And then once it gets to this point, then they start bringing in more of a type of martial law type scenario into this entire region. And really the whole thing is their smokescreen to knock out their competition.
Exactly. What's going on now, they remember for many, many years, there's been a drug trafficking. But we've never seen it to the extent that's happening in Laredo, where people are getting killed left and right. Innocent people are getting killed left and right. So they are building the chaos, and they're going to use, once it gets so big, they're going to bring the troops in to the borders. They're going to use all federal agencies from park wildlife and so forth to start buying them night vision equipment and building up militias to go into the borders and start, killing people so they can say that it's the Setas and it's the drug traffickers are now, they got a $30,000 bounty on any Border Patrol guy they kill and so forth. So, you know, they're building up this whole thing as an excuse to come in and take over Mexico.
Just like they put Saddam into power and built all that up. Just like they put Bin Laden into power and built that up. Just like they create the enemies and then knock them down. And then meanwhile, all these people I hear running around waving Mexican flags going, La Reconquista. And then I go look at where that funding's coming from. It's coming out of the White House and the big foundations to get us all fighting with each other. How do we circumvent that and communicate with the public, to all Americans and people in this country that this is being manipulated?
Well, it's education, you know, and you got to educate the public. You got to get more radio stations to go out there and talk about what really is going on in this country. Because if you don't, if you bury your head in the sand, that's not going to help nobody. You know, and I've always said, you know, it's kind of late to save ourselves and maybe save our kids, but it's not too late to save our grandkids, because those are the ones that are going to be standing there trying to find a way to survive.
You know, I agree with you. The system's going to crash. It's going to get worse and worse. It always has happened throughout history, but we can lessen how bad the crash is going to be and how long it's going to go for. And so we need people to know who the real criminals are, so as things get worse and worse and everything we say comes true, as everything we said in the past has come true, not because we're geniuses, folks, we just know what's going on, people will then at least realize who is truly to blame. Because these globalists are also masters at doing really bad things and then again blaming it on somebody else.
Exactly, and once you do that, then, you know, people say, okay, they were the real guys, they were the bad guys, when in fact, Lowe said, we're the ones that get away with murder. We go out there and we just genocide any country that we want. And we did it with Iran when we gave Hussein the chemicals to gas Iran because he was working for us at that time period. Every major terrorist has been trained by the United States government.
And then it's admitted that there were CIA advisors. The reason there's film footage of all those people that were nerve gassed by the Iranians and by the Iraqis in those gas wars is because the CIA admittedly was there videotaping it. They had trained the pilots how to spray.
Well, yeah, they do that a lot, because I remember then the operation we had in Guatemala, Randy Capster filmed the whole murders of the deaths, the rapes, the torturing of the girls in Guatemala. And they've always, I remember where they, at one time, they brought in all Latin America and European intelligence officers into Guatemala to train on new tactics on how to torture people. And they videotaped the whole thing. They even brought in a couple of human specimens to show how long they last being tortured different ways. And all that was filmed by Randy.
And by the way, 10 years ago they denied this. Now it's just admitted and they go, yeah, we're torturing people and we're torturing our kids in front of them. We got training manuals and we've even had special forces commanders on who admitted that, well, now it's admitted that Fort Benning, Georgia that they train how to torture up there.
Excellent. School of the Americas has been going on for many, many years, and we've been trying to protest this the school every year. Every November we go out there, and I was going to cross the line this year, but I had a lot of people telling me that...
Well, they're putting people in jail with felonies for that.
Yeah, they, you know, you do 6 months to a year in jail if you cross that line, but people were telling me, you know, we need you better out here to educate the students and the public instead of being locked up for another year. So
yeah, don't let them get you in jail. They'd probably kill you in there.
Absolutely. That's probably what's going to happen to me. But, you know, I took an oath a long time ago to protect the Constitution of the United States and the citizens. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've been on borrowed time since Vietnam.
Stay there. Let's talk about that. I mean, because you've got a lot of honor, Sally.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to open the phones up in the next segment. Steve, Paul, Elias, many others that are holding, specifically on government narcotics trafficking, government-sponsored terrorism, the criminal cabal running our government, because it's all interconnected, but I'd like it to be, you know, on that general topic. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up. Shelley, before we went into that last break, you were talking about being on borrowed time and talking to Colonel Craig Roberts, who was a sniper in Vietnam, just like you were, said that his Baptist grandpa, who was a preacher, said, "Son, believe me, you know, God's going to take you home when he means to, so if you're not meant to die, you're not going to, and we're all on borrowed time, so you don't worry about dying," basically. And, you know, that's the point of view I've taken. I mean, we got scumbag criminals running things. I'm going to live on my feet. I'm not going to cower to bullies. Plus, when you cower to bullies, you always get abused even more than when you stand up and at least give them a fight. You may not even win every time or ever, but they're going to move on if they know. It's like the old don't tread on me flag. You know, don't step on me, I'm going to bite you. And you know what? You may beat me in the end, but you know what? You're not going to come out of this easy.
And that's absolutely right. Every whistleblower knows that you speak to will tell you that it's gotten worse for them than before they blew the whistle on the government. And it will continue to get worse on everybody that blows a whistle. But, you know, you make your peace with God, and you come out, and you know probably what the end's going to be, but you continue to fight. Because somebody's got to carry that flag. You know, somebody's got to push forward and go out there and educate the people who these people really are.
We wouldn't have any freedom if it wasn't for all those people before us that stood up and fought against corruption.
And, you know, it took a handful to start a revolution in this country. And basically, we are a handful right now of patriots that really love their country and are willing to die for our country.
Do you think the globalists, these global crime syndicates that are operating these crime families, it seems like they've gotten so wild now, like they think they're invincible and that they can never get caught because they're getting more and more sloppy. They're getting, because everything they're doing is being revealed.
It's their attitude. They really don't care what anybody thinks. And that's amazing to go out there and stamp on the Constitution and do whatever they want to do and get away with it. And Randy Capser once told me, he says, "Look, we've been doing this for years. Nobody's ever going to stop the CIA from doing what they want to do." And he's absolutely right. You know, we try to educate people, and people are in denial. They don't want to know the truth, and because they're scared. And that's what happened in Germany. That's how Hitler came to power, because a lot of people just were in denial.
You know, Americans weren't known in the past for being scared. We were known for really being willing to get in a fight and stand up against bullies. I guess we've just had it so good since the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, the cheeseburgers, the beer, the ball game. But it's just so sad to know these criminals can murder and kill whoever they want and do whatever they want.
Exactly. And you know, that's what the people need to wake up now. They need to wake up and, you know, take their head out of the sand and get involved. You know, do something, because, like I said earlier, it's going to be kind of late to save our kids, but hopefully we're enough to save our grandkids.
Well, Luis Posada, another example of government-sponsored terror. It's admitted, it's publicly admitted, even in the Miami papers, that he carried out bombings of airplanes with passengers on board to blame it on the Cubans. Again, that same story, and he's right here, right now in the U.S.
Exactly. Luis Posada, I worked with him in Salvador and when we were training the death squads down in Guatemala. And Felix Rodriguez helped him escape from the jail in Venezuela, and he brought him to Ilopango Airport, where Posada was in charge of paying the contra pilots all their monies. And, you know, we got a documented FBI, CIA files, guys working for the U.S. government, getting paid by the U.S. government to be a terrorist in Central America. And, you know, and the reason they continue to do this and they're arrogant at what they do is because at the end of the day, they know that the president is going to pardon him, just like they pardoned Francisco Barr.
What was he like? What was he like, this Posada character, when you knew him?
This Posada character was cold-hearted. You know, you could see it in his eyes. He had a lot of hatred in him. He hated the communists. He hated any Cuban that did not support their cause, and they would actually go out and kill a whole bunch of people, because they did bring in a lot of Cuban exiles to fight the Central American War.
Now, he's about to get in a lot of trouble, though, for going out and trying and succeeding to blow up passenger planes. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, he blew up a passenger where a Olympic team, fencing team, was killed. 76 of them, if I'm not mistaken, and he blew up a couple of hotels under the CIA in Cuba. So, you know...
Now, by the way, this is all admitted, and why did he do it? Again,
He was working for the CIA director at that time was George Bush Sr., and he came back into this country in a false passport, but he came in because he was telling the Bush family that he knew where the scouts were and he needed to be saved from the assassinations that he was...
Well, when we come back, I want to take some calls, but I want to ask why they've now, why now they finally grabbed him, and now they're talking about prosecuting him for blowing up the plane.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Shelly Costello is our guest. We're about to go straight to your calls here in just a moment. Shelly, we ran into that last break. We were still talking about this Luis Posada. I mean, it has been in major Miami papers, major Florida papers, what we already knew about. That this guy went and blew up airplanes with people on board, with Olympic teams on them. But now tell the audience why he did that.
Well, he did it with to try to blame Cuba.
I apologize. I didn't have your mic on. Start over.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they did try to blame Cuba on it, so we could use an excuse to go in there and try to get him. You know, there's a history of how the Cuban exiles have tried to blame Castro for a lot of things. You see it now with Venezuela, with Hugo Chavez. They're trying to do the same thing with him in Peru, the same thing with the president up there. And, you know, we got people like Jorge Ramos from Univision who tries to ambush those people every time he tries to interview them. And, you know, we call them gusanos, the maggots that work for the U.S. government, that they go out there and try to put a spin on everything that our government does.
So if somebody hates the Cuban government so much, which I don't like the Cuban government, I mean, I'm free market, I don't like Fidel Castro, you hate him so much that you'll go blow up a plane with a bunch of people, and this is all admitted now, just to blame it on them. I mean, that's insane.
Exactly, and that's why everything that they do is approved by the U.S. government. It's approved by the CIA and all the way up to the White House. So
you've got a copy right here of Operation Northwoods that called back in 62 for blowing up planes and blaming it on Fidel Castro.
Exactly. It's blueprints that we have that shows the consistency of history of how we go out there and we destroy innocent people or material things and then blame it on our enemy.
Shelley, 9/11, do you believe 19 guys in a cave could have NORAD stand down and tell public officials not to fly and have all these hundreds of things happen, and then we learn that the so-called hijackers were really trained at U.S. military bases and were really government agents? That's all admitted, but I guess that's all just a coincidence, right?
Yeah, it's a coincidence, and, you know, it's people that, you know, when there's something going wrong with our government, we have to have a disaster so we can get people's mind out of what's really wrong and try to blame it on somebody else.
There's a big Republican memo that's gone out to the Republican Party leadership, and it's been in the D.C. news, and it said, we need another terrorist attack or our entire program is going to fall apart.
Exactly, and it goes back to the mentality of our government now. They're so wild. They're gotten the rug on us, and they're doing everything. They don't care about anybody or who gets hurt or what, and you know, they use this operations to try to, and you know, it's going to be another classic 9/11 that, you know, that's going to happen next, in the next 6 months.
Every time you get on this show, what you say turns out coming true. I hope you're wrong, Sally, but a lot of people are saying what you're saying, that elements of the government are going to stage an even bigger attack to try to put the kibosh on all the things that are happening where they're being exposed.
Exactly. So, you know, it's going to happen, and I think a good place would be a Ivy League university where it's going to hurt a lot of the young kids and get the generation to hate and join forces with our government to fight against our enemy.
Oh, Shelley, don't give them ideas.
Well, you know, and that's where it's going to hit the businessman, a whole bunch of people that are educated, you know, and they have to use it because we have now. Most of the students are waking up.
They've been putting out reports. The globalists have been putting out public reports going, we've lost the young people. They now know about us.
Well, and now, right now, at the University of Texas at Pan American in Edinburgh, they got the CIA now in campus lecturing on foreign policy.
No, you ought to go to UT or Texas A&M. They have been totally taken over, but it's backfiring. Nobody's buying it.
Exactly. Every time the CIA comes to campus at the university up there, I grab a 300 people to go out there and we protest and we show them pictures of all the atrocities they did, and the CIA guys can't believe that I'm out there with a sign and with my Vietnam shirt on and telling them that this is what the CIA really does. And a lot of the students weren't aware of what it was. They know that getting a job with the government's got good benefits and good retirement, you know, the whole nine yards.
No, you're being recruited into the mafia.
Oh, exactly, and that's what you're doing. And they need fall guys. Remember that. They need fall guys. When something goes wrong, they're going to blame it on somebody else.
Well, they have this new movie out, Syriana, and it's written and based on the true life of that Agent Bear. And he was their man. He killed people all over the place, did whatever they said, and then when they got caught, they tried to burn him and tried to feed him to the Muslims. Then when they released him, they tried to charge him again, and then now they've had to admit that, no, he was really following orders.
Exactly. So that's what's going to happen to these young kids, that they're going to be brainwashed and taken into Langley and being trained to do all kinds. And they think that it's patriotic to do that. They think like I did, you know, that I, you know, I would give my life to my government, you know. And
was there a moment when you finally, I mean, was it an incremental awakening when you were down in Latin America after you'd been in Vietnam and a police detective and all these other things? When you're down in Latin America, was there like a moment when you woke up at 3 a.m. in a sweat going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm involved in evil stuff? Or when, I mean, or was it incremental?
It was in 1987, specifically September of 1987, when they grabbed the two young Mexican girls, their father, and three Colombians. And when they started torturing them and killing them, I says, you know, this is not what the war on drugs is supposed to be. You know, we're out here killing people, innocent people that, you know, some of them are innocent, some are not, but it's still, we shouldn't be the judge and the executioners. And that's when I realized, you know what, this is not for me. This is not what I signed up to do. And I left the agency in 91, 92 when they came after me because I was writing reports to Washington about all this atrocities was going on.
So it was 87 you started waking up?
Yes, 87. And I said, you know what? This is wrong. I started keeping journals. I got over 2,000 pictures I took of the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And some photos that you've never posted before are now up on your website. We've got a link to it over at InfoWars.com. Tell folks your website address.
My website address is powderburns.org.
Powderburns.org, and we're carrying your book, $22, Powderburns, Cocaine Contras, and the Drug War. Folks, you want to know the truth, or you know a police officer, a police detective in your area, this is from one of their peers. And in many cases, senior to them, very high level in all of this, witnessing it. This is the eyewitness accounts. Some of the new stuff you've got up on your website today is the passports of the people that were murdered, and then you got photos of their of them living, and then photos of them when they're about to be killed, and you've got photos of them when they are killed.
Exactly. And photos coming into the country by the CIA that were taken in Guatemala. As a matter of fact, I had a Guatemalan reporter. And then Claudia just called me and emailed me, and they're doing a big story on the CIA and the DEA's murders in Central America.
And right now, folks, right now, those photos are up there right now.
That's right. They're up there right now, and I'll be able to label them who they are. And ironically enough, a few months ago, the families of these people that were murdered are emailing me asking me, you know, how did my father die? You know, did he suffer a lot?
And by label them, we just convinced Shelley to put these up last night. His webmaster put them up this morning. And literally before he came in here on air, I had to drag him away an hour ago from one of my computers where he was talking to his webmaster, emailing him, you know, what names to put on what. So later this afternoon, the names of the people should be there. I mean, obviously their names are there when you see their passports, but labels there on who specifically was being killed. So please get Loose Change, the new video that we're carrying by Dylan Avery. Please get the Synthetic Terror, 911 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, a new book we're carrying. And please get Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras, and The Drug War, a new book that we're also carrying at InfoWars.com. Get it today. Order it. Have your friends and family read it. Share it with others. It's so important. You can also get that from Shelley at powderburns.org. Let's go to your calls now. Thanks for holding. Steve. Steve, where are you calling us from today?
Colorado.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I had a question about Ken Bucci. Have you ever heard of him, Zoe?
He sounds very familiar, yes.
Who was he? He wrote a book by the name of Operation Pseudo Miranda.
Yes, I've heard of that. Yes, exactly.
Okay, I was wondering if you were if you knew him at all.
No, I didn't know him, but I think I glanced through his book.
Okay, do you think is his book accurate?
Yes.
You have any idea?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay. All right. And also the movie, you mentioned the movie Syriana. Is that an accurate movie?
It's based on a real story on one of the agents that used to work for the agency.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
It's based on the life of a controller, a high-level CIA officer who was controlling whole teams. And because I've heard him on NPR give interviews, I've actually now read the book that it's based on. And all they did in the movie was change some of the names, but they would just barely change them.
Okay. Also, the Medellin cartel down in Colombia, is that a CIA operation or is that just them doing their own thing?
Well, it's started out doing their own thing, but now they're part of the CIA operations. And we've got DEA guys are under investigation for smuggling cocaine with the paramilitaries, the big story right now in Colombia. And I just did a radio interview with Caracol, and they're implicating a lot of the DEA agents involving drug trafficking with the cartels up there.
Okay, and last question, can you comment on if there's any connection with Henry Kissinger?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Not myself.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your call, Steve. Good questions. Let's talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, hon. I was wanting to know, who can we contact so we can put a stop to this?
Well, the government knows it's going on. I mean, the Solicitor General got up there, what was it, 1998 or was it 97, and it said, yeah, the government brings in the drugs and it's at the highest level. I mean, we're doing it right now. We're, number one, we need to end the drug war because, let me just boil this down, and then you can get Sally's take on it if, and see if he agrees. Let me just try to boil this down for you. This is how the scam works, okay? You've got a whole bunch of cartels and narcotics being produced all over the world. You've got the globalists in control of Afghanistan when they take control in 2001. Now it more than quadruples in its production, and it's publicly admitted that our government's cultivating it and shipping it out. It's the same thing out of Southeast Asia and Vietnam. It's the same thing everywhere. It's these private families. It's like Skull and Bones was openly founded by the Russell Trust, which was the British East India branch in the U.S. for all legal laudanum or opium, which is then also used for heroin in America. It was actually these big drug families who went and lobbied to make these drugs illegal in the 20s and 30s because they were losing their monopoly. Other people were importing the drugs legally, so they went, lobbied to make it illegal. They controlled the cops. They then would sick them on their competition, and then their legal laudanum goes from $1 a bottle to $100 a bottle, and that was $100 a bottle back in the 20s, folks. So by making their own product illegal and then controlling the black market, they jack the price up just astronomically. Then cocaine starts getting more popular. Of course, it was in Coca-Cola back at that same time. Then Coke starts getting shipped in and getting popular, so they make it illegal to then go after their competition again. And then when your kid gets caught using it, they give a mandatory sentencing of 10 years. They put your child in a private prison that could openly be linked to the very big banks that are actually running the drugs and controlling the cartels. So now your child works as a slave. They're in the very facility that's owned by the drug dealing family, okay? And then they also use the drug war to go after any of their competition that tries to ship it in without paying them their cut and being certified. So that's really how it works. If we end the drug war and decriminalize, and they've done this in areas of Europe, about half the population that's using drugs stops using it, the price falls through the floor, crime plummets. Listen, would you rather a heroin head have to break in five houses a day to feed their habit or be able to go get it for free from the local government and then not break in your home to steal everything you've got, and then oops, your 10-year-old's there when you're not, and so the heroin head, you know, kills your daughter. Again, the drug war drives crime, and the national statistics are out. 12 years ago, we had a certain level of heroin and cocaine. 12 years later, it's tripled. The heroin has, the cocaine has doubled. We've gone from 1 million in the prison system to over 7 million in the system, and it's a success. The drug war is designed to take over the entire society, and I appreciate your call, Paula. Sally, can you comment on that?
Exactly. You know, we've got to remember one thing. We spend billions of dollars in source countries like Colombia and Peru, and we can't even make a dent. Secondly, we have the best satellite photos we can take of all the cocaine labs in South America. We could easily take those labs out with our satellites, but we won't because our government has a thirst for drugs and money. And America is more addicted to drug money than they are to drugs. So
that's what I was going to say. Then another division, and we can link all these. The same parent companies that own the private prisons own the spray planes that spray the other cartels' crops that they're in competition with. And then they also then have out of the same airport their other team shipping out the drugs from their other plantations. So they're doing it all. They're fighting the drugs out of country. They're fighting the drugs in country. They're putting your kids in these modern slave camps for 20 cents an hour, cheaper than Chinese slave labor. And so at every level, they make money off this, Sally.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better if it gets better.
It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And listen, even if you don't believe any of that, it's all documented fact up one side and down the other. It's admitted fact that the drug war is a complete failure according to what they claim it's supposed to do. So if we get more drugs with the drug war, why would we want a drug war, Sally?
Well, that's right. Absolutely right. It's all about business. And you're talking about building the private facilities now that's going to be owned by private industry. And everybody's going to be making money. Halliburton, you know, you see it in Iraq, you see...
And you said a year and a half ago, you said you watch Halliburton and Negroponte, they're going to do everything they're doing in Iraq, if they're going to do it here. And I have to admit, I kind of Hathaway rolled my eyes. I thought Halliburton's going to run camps, and now it's in the Houston paper.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean,
you know, we're going to have a lot. They're building more prisons, more concentration camps than they are going to do schools. So it's got to tell you that the drawing is on the board, man. You know, it's coming.
So now our economy is going to get more and more police state.
Exactly. And militarized, you know, we're seeing the senators and congressmen in Texas asking for the military to go down into the border. So, you know, you're going to see police officers and Humvees driving down the Rio Grande Valley and eating at Burger King or you know.
And by the way, that's not to stop illegal aliens.
No. And this is the third, you know, it's going to become, you know, I remember seeing it in Salvador and Guatemala, our own military people sitting down in cafes and uniforms with the AR-15s or M-16s.
And meanwhile, our government has openly trained Los Zetas. Our government openly created the crisis knowingly, and then they get to just expand it and then make even more money off of the new war.
Exactly. You know, you see them, you know, there's so much money, and they've got private people coming down here into the U.S. and buy large quantities of weapons to take them back, and there's a shipload of weapons that can be taken anywhere they want it to be taken.
So the ship just goes wherever they want?
Anywhere they want to go. Anywhere. And I remember seeing it coming in from all over Europe, weapons coming into South America. The Israelis brought in a lot of weapons into Guatemala.
Well, right now, they've got a lot of Israelis right off the coast of Venezuela already trying to stage infiltrations.
Exactly. So, you know, Mossad's out there during their business.
So they're a big part of it, too?
They've always been a big part of it. You know, when the U.S. government pulled out in 1984 from Guatemala, the Israelis came in and they trained all the Guatemalan military.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Shelly's going to ride shotgun with us with our guesses coming up in the next hour from England. Right now, let's hurry back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and speak with Elias in Michigan. You're on the air with Sully Costello. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. And hello, Sully. Sully.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Sure.
I've been a critical observer of the political scene since 1950, when I was 18, and especially with Central and South America. Are you willing to name the names of the murderers, for instance, of, say, Bishop Romero and others, the actual names, personal names of these people that did this thing, so they can be brought to justice?
He knows who the commanders of those death squads were. Sully, go ahead.
The personal people who did this.
Okay, he's going to answer it for you.
Yeah, it was Mayor Roberto Davison, who actually, and Dr. Regalao. Dr. Regalao was the actual shooter of Archbishop Romero. And,
Do you have that in your book?
I don't remember if I did or not put it in there, but...
Listen, it's a hardcore book. It names hundreds of names.
Yes, it
does. Hundreds of them, yes, all of them.
Yeah, yep. So there are names in there of the people who actually committed the murders. And, you know, of course, they try to blame a sergeant in one of the units who they took care of after everything quieted down.
Do you think they'll ever bring them to justice?
Absolutely not, because they don't have witnesses, and, you know, if there are witnesses, they're all going to end up dead.
Yes, but you're a witness.
Absolutely. So, but they see, with the government, how they work is they say, okay, go ahead, let Sully Costello talk all he wants, you know. Within a month or two, people are going to forget about him. And that's basically true. People
I'll never
have to forget.
I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you.
You.
Elias, I'm going to let you go now. Got to ask your question. Thank you for the call. Jeff in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to point out a couple of things. And, first of all, I've got powderburns.org linked to the Watchdog Group on my website. But I want to make a couple of important points, and I think this is important for all the listeners. And a lot of what Mr. Costello is saying is true, and it's also, most of what he's saying is also confirmed through John Kerry's Senate report, the Contra report that he did during this time. And I think that's important for everybody to know that a lot of the things that he was saying has been confirmed in John Kerry's Senate report back in that time. And, of course, the CIA are the largest drug runners in the world. And I wanted to point out, he mentioned something about Laredo. And, of course, I think another important point would be Juarez, Mexico, which is right below El Paso. Juarez is one of the largest cities in Mexico as far as a border town goes. And I think that that's comparable to the information that he provided on Laredo.
Well, I want people to realize the numbers. 800 dead on the U.S.-Mexico side, both sides, just in the Texas region last year alone. It's 840-something. 15 of them were cops on our side.
Exactly.
And notice how they keep that real quiet.
Well, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is a lot of these people are getting killed. A lot of them, the majority of them, are informants for the FBI and the DEA.
Exactly.
And a lot of them, you know, the DEA and McAllen will not acknowledge the fact that these people are informants. And that's why you find them with tags on them after they kill them with the name of Soplón, which means a snitch.
And also, Mr. Costello, I wanted to ask you, there was reports that Barry Seal was found, when he was found dead, Barry Seal, that he had George Bush's phone number in his pocket. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, he was working directly with George Bush Sr. At the time. And with Terry Reid and so forth. Yeah. So
and also, you know, like you said, Oliver North, Dan Lancaster, Buddy Young, William Barr.
Yeah, we're out of time. I appreciate your call, Jeff. We'll talk to Will and Dr. Deagle and others in the next segment. Then we've got our guest coming on. Stay with us. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.